Mexico has stated that they will not turn a blind eye to the killings of countless immigrant Americans in the U.S. and those who are or were currently detained. Mexico formally requested that U.S. State Attorney General criminally investigate cases of migrants who have died in Immigration and Customs Enforcement's custody or during raids. The Mexican government said Tuesday the request follows the death of Mexican immigrant
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo,
who was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Houston. Since the beginning of U.S. President Donald Trump's second term, 17 Mexican migrants have died during immigration enforcement, 14 in ICE custody, and 3 in agency operations. Mexico's foreign ministry has previously said it would make the request, which was formalized on Tuesday, according to the ministry. It said a similar request would also be sent to the U.S. Department of Justice. The United States is not legally obligated to act on the request. Also, the Mexican government said it has started sending letters to U.S. detention centers where Mexican migrants have died, demanding they immediately cease the actions or omissions that resulted in these deaths. The first center to receive the letter was Adelanto in California, where 4 Mexican migrants died. The letters are a first step towards the eventual filing of civil lawsuits against the companies that operate the detention centers to stop human rights violations, according to the ministry. Last week, Mexican Foreign Minister Roberto Velasco said his country would go directly to U.S. authorities to request criminal investigations in cases of Mexicans killed in ICE custody or enforcement operations.
Lorenzo Salgado Araujo,
who had no criminal record and had lived in the U.S. for 35 years, was shot last Tuesday while driving his construction crew to a job site in Houston. His death sparked protests in Houston and demands for an independent investigation from Democrats in Salgado Araujo's family. Velasco also sent a letter to Volker Turk, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, requesting that U.S. authorities gather information on the deaths of Mexican migrants and analyze the compatibility of these events with international human rights obligations. The foreign minister also asked Turk to seek the opinion of the Human Rights Council, a UN intergovernmental body that promotes human rights, on the cases and offer recommendations. The developments mark an escalation in Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum's response to Trump's immigration crackdown.
Expresamos nuestra profunda solidaridad y sinceras condolencias.
We express our deepest solidarity and sincere condolences to the families of the victims. Their pain is shared by the entire nation. No fellow citizen abroad should be left helpless or unprotected against potential abuses of authority, disproportionate use of force, or violations of their human rights.
Uso desproporcionado de la fuerza o violaciones a sus derechos humanos.
Sheinbaum earlier this year ordered Mexico's diplomatic missions across the U.S. to regularly check in with ICE detainees, and her government even lodged a complaint with Turk.
Es que en la defensa de las y los mexicanos en el exterior.
Regarding the defense of Mexican citizens abroad and the violation of the human rights, any Mexican woman or man, and even more so, a member of a Mexican political party, must be against it and must draw attention to it so that this situation does not continue. Even more so after 17 Mexicans have died either in detention centers or during ICE operations.
O en centros de detención o en operativos de ICE.